Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's bookish guest is Lauren from Bookish Lore Instagram account. Lauren, welcome back to your show.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me back.
So happy to have you back. So what have you been up to since you last were on the show?
Nothing much. Pretty much surviving social distancing like everyone else.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what we can do. It's just like social distancing, reading, watching TV, just staying at home, doing nothing.
All the TV, all the books, definitely. That's exactly what I've been doing.
Yeah, so this one we're going to talk about things romance within the YA genre. A few things about YA romance is that it's closed-door romance. We tend to see romance both in the fantasy and contemporary romance. In this episode, we will have chock-full of recommendations. So let's start with fantasy romance. Lauren, what are some of your favorite books in this category?
A lot of my favorite books I've read in the last couple of years. The first one I think about is Spend the Dawn by Elizabeth Lim. Mm-hmm. And it has like a... it's a duology, I believe. I don't think it's a trilogy. The second book is coming out this summer, and it's kind of Mulan-esque. It just had a really, you just felt Mulan in this story. And strong female character, and she disguises herself as a guy to try to become an imperial tailor, and there's magic in the world, and it's just a really good story that just kind of sweeps you away. And let me see. Another one I would probably recommend is the Folk of the Air trilogy by Holly Black, which is Cruel Prince, Wicked King, Queen of Nothing. That one's actually complete. So if you want to dive into that one, that would be the perfect time because all three books are out. There's no waiting. It is a really good fairy fantasy twisted romance. Like these fairies are not that nice. So I kind of liked that spin on it. It is YA, so there's nothing too horrific in there, but they're definitely wicked and cruel.
I love it.
If you want to go more the sweeter fairy side, not sweet per se, but it's definitely more heavy on the romance fantasy. Okay. Enchantment of Ravens by Margaret Rogerson.
Yep.
I really like that one. It was so good. I just recently recommended it to a friend, and she loved it as well. And it's just one book, and it's one of those books you read so fast, you end it, and you're like, I want another book. It was so good, you want more. Mm-hmm. But you were happy, but you still want more. Let's see. Non-fantasy historical fiction. Stalking Jack the Ripper series by Carrie Maniscalco. That one's also four books, and it's actually the last one just finished. And it had a lot of, it was historical fiction, obviously set in the time and place of Jack the Ripper. And it kind of follows this young girl who's interested in science, and she's in anatomy. So it has bits and pieces of that from that time, though. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it. And like murder mystery. It's basically the YA version of The Anatomist's Wife by Anna Lee Huber, or like The Alienist that was on TNT, the miniseries recently. I think the book was by Caleb. It's kind of like a YA version of those two.
I love it. That's really cool.
Those were good. And Laura, what about you for your YA recommendations?
So I would say A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas. That whole series is really good. I would say the series, the first book is okay. The second book is amazing. The third book is like, meh, whatever. And I did not read the novella, but I really love the whole romance and the way they portray romance in the series. It's really good. So if you want the romance, go for the second book, but you do need to read the first book to understand why the second book.
Yes, the first book sets the pace. I love that series, and you need to read the novella. The novella is like the cherry on top of the apricot.
I heard nothing happens.
It does, but it's kind of like it's a bridge in between that trilogy and the next trilogy. So you're going to get to see how it ends. You're going to see a little bit of people say nothing happens because there was not a lot of action. There was a lot of character development. There was a lot of feeling. So if you're in it for more of the romance than the fantasy swords, you're going to appreciate the novella a lot more.
Okay.
The other people freaked out because they thought it was a book. She told everyone it was going to be a novella. You know, a novella is short. It's not going to be 400, 500 pages like some of those other books.
Mm-hmm.
It was a novella. And they freaked out and said, it was so short. And they're screaming and angry. And I'm like, y'all, it's a novella. It's just a cherry on top. That's it.
Yeah.
She just wanted to give her characters a more, I don't want to say happy ending, but she just wanted to like give them more of an ending, but also kind of jumpstart, hey, this is what might happen in the next trilogy. Kind of give you where they might take that next trilogy into.
Maybe I'll read next year when the new trilogy comes out. Maybe that's when I'll read the novella. Yeah. So.
There you go. So you can kind of remind yourself.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely read the first book. The world building and everything is amazing. And I liked halfway through the first book when it started to shift and things started to change and it wasn't really a Beauty and the Beast retelling anymore. It turned into something else. And it just, I loved it. And then the second one was amazing. The third one was good. But the second one was where all the juicy bits are.
So good. And I think Carnival, I read the first two books. I don't think I read the third book in the series, but it was a good, like there's romance in it. There's like fantasy. There's action and it's just fine.
Yeah, I second that one. That one, I have not read the third book yet either. We're so busy, we can't get to those third books. But the first book was good. I'm one of those horrible people that can guess things, so I kind of guessed some of the stuff in the first book. The second book was really good too, but they're very good fantasy romance if you want to be swept up into that kind of atmosphere. It was very atmospheric. Like when you're reading it, you're in the carnival. And it was just very beautiful to read.
Yeah, it was a fun read. Now let's talk about contemporary romance. What are some of your recommendations?
The most recent ones that I've read that I loved was Tweet Cute by Emma Lord and Sick Kids in Love by Hannah Moskowitz. They're both really good. They both cover, like, they sound cute. They're cute with banter. It's really sweet because it's YA contemporary. But when you start looking under some of the layers, they do cover some more serious things. Sick Kids in Love, don't be afraid of that. The tagline of the book is literally, no one dies in this. So it's all about kids with chronic illnesses and how they live with it and how they kind of fall in love for the first time and they're dealing with illnesses at the same time. So it was a different kind of coming of age, but I loved it. It was very real. The characters felt very real in that book. Another one I would say would be Love Scene Take Two by Alex Evansley. I don't hear about this one a lot, but I was thinking about contemporaries the other day and it popped up in my head. I read it a year ago and I thought about rereading it, but I really liked that one. It was all about a young author who no one knows who she is. And she wrote this amazing book series and they're turning it into a movie. And this guy actor ends up going for the part and he wins the part. And it's kind of how they formed an attachment one holiday when they were kind of stuck in the same place. And then how it kind of progressed from there when they start filming the movie. And so if you're kind of a geek and love the movies and things like that, that one would be a really good one for you.
Mm.
That would have a lot of stuff in it too. But the more sweeter one, if you just want something sweet, cute, that has banter, light and fluffy, something that warms your heart, I will always recommend Geekorella by Ashley Paulson.
So good.
It's just sweet, and there's banter, there's some humor, but it's just, it was such a good book. It's just, it warms your heart, melts your heart. Loved it. And what about you, Laura? Do you have any contemporary romances for YA? Yeah.
So I would say Jenny Han. I like her. I like her Lara Dean series is good, but I really love her The Summer Term Pretty series better. There's a trilogy. There's a love triangle, so there's an FYI. But it's actually really good. And my only issue with that series is that I hated the ending. So I was like, I ended up going to fan fiction and looking for a better ending for that one, but it was really good. Then Morgan Matson writes really great contemporary books. I really like Save the Date. I like The Unexpected Everything. And then Since You've Been Gone is my favorite book for hers. They're fun. They're set in Connecticut. And in this town, there's like Easter eggs with the books. So there's cameos about it. And it's just really cute. And then Maureen Gu, I like her K-drama and K-pop books. So I think it's, I believe the thing called Love is one of them. And so those are really cute. They're like diverse, their own voices, and they're fine. And then my go-to reading candy, brain candy, is Casey West. Basically, her books are just like really, really fun, easy to read. They're really sweet. So there's not much that happens. It's just a really sweet book to read. So.
Oh yeah, I read By Your Side by Casey West. I still need to dive into her other books, but that one was cute because they get locked into the library.
Yep.
So I love that one.
Yeah. So you also read, you also listen to YA books on audio. Which one would you recommend?
There's so many YA books on audio that are really good. The first I would probably say is, if you want something that'll make you laugh and it's got a lot of banter and it's kind of short, is Daughter of the Pirate King by Trisha Levenseller. Mm-hmm. It's a duology. They're both out already. But the main character, Aloysa, is such a sassy female. And she is a female pirate and she is a captain. And her crew is mostly female. So it's got a very good female vibe to it. Mm-hmm. And there's and there's a little bit of a forbidden romance in there, and it's just, it's so much sassy, witty banter. I loved it. The next one I would probably recommend is The Scorpio Races by Maggie Stiffwater. That one's a little more serious, but it's all about like a magical horse race on what it felt like the shores of like Australia or New Zealand, somewhere like that. Mm-hmm. It just had that feel to it. And these horses are not new horses. They are magical. They're from the sea. And they're kind of deadly. So it's got a little bit of a creepy vibe in it, too. So if you're looking for something different, that route to listen to, there's also a little bit of music in it as well. And there's a male and female narrator for both points of view, which I always love. I love male and female narrators on audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My last one, everyone and their dog recommends, but I'm going to say it again. It's Illuminae Files by Jay Kristoff and Amy Kaufman. If you've not tried an audiobook, give it a try. Even if you don't like sci-fi, please give it a try. It is YA sci-fi, but it focuses on a different couple and kind of evolving romance per book. And then each builds up on each other. But it's just, it also has a full cast. There's music, there's sound. It sounds like the best old-fashioned radio show you could hear.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so good. And the story itself is so good. I do know, because it's told in like a file format, I enjoyed it more listening to the audiobook, because instead of trying to read like what looked like a screenplay,
mm-hmm.
you, instead of and says this person says this, you're just listening to the narrator flip back and forth within the same chapter. So this person's reading their part, this person's reading their part, and this other person is reading their part. So it just was so good, and I can't recommend it enough. I just love it to pieces. What about you, Laura? Have you listened to any audiobooks you'd recommend lately?
I don't think so. For YA, I haven't listened to any. I think the last one that I listened was The Limited Files. And that was so good. The production was just like top notch. And it just blew me when I think about other audio files and I'm like, why they're not like there, like full cast audio with songs and information. So
yeah. Yes. Another one that's full cast that it's not romance, but it has like family elements in it that I really loved. It was The Graveyard Book. And full cast, and it's kind of about this little boy who these ghosts in the graveyard kind of take care of him, and there's like a caretaker. And there's also like some creatures there, but it's all about him growing up in the graveyard in just a different environment. And it's hilarious and funny, and it's full cast, and I just love that one to pieces too. It was just so sweet.
I love it. So what are some of your most anticipated new releases for 2020?
I have to say the one I'm looking forward to the most is The Princess Will Save You by Sarah Henning. And it is supposed to be kind of a retelling of The Princess Bride, the movie and the book, the movie or the book. And I love that movie. I love that book. So the idea that the Princess Buttercup is going to save the day, I'm very down for it. I'm so excited about that one. I cannot wait until that one comes out. I do know that she wrote another retelling. Previously, she wrote a retelling of, I think, like Ursula from The Little Mermaid. And I think it was called Sea Witch. And that was a duology too. So retellings must be her thing. So I'm here for it. Awesome. All the retellings. The other one I'm looking forward to is More Than Maybe by Erin Hahn. Both of these books are out in July, I believe. Erin Hahn wrote another musical book previously, and I can't think of it right now. Why can't I ever think of titles? But what is it?
I think it's You'd Be Mine.
Yes, that's it. You'd Be Mine. That was her first book, I believe. And then this one's supposed to be musical as well. And so I'm really excited about this new one, More Than Maybe, because I liked You Be Mine so much, even though I can't think of the title. I'm horrible with titles. I'm even worse with names. I was like, remember that book that had this going on, and then it had that princess? And I'm horrible. I'm horrible. I always have to look things up. This is why we have Goodreads.
Yes.
This is why we have Goodreads.
So Lauren, tell us where you can find you online.
Oh, I'm at Goodreads at Bookish Lore. I'm also on Instagram at Bookish Lore, and Lore is LOR. It's a play on my name, which is Lauren. And also lore, as in, you know, writing, lore, mythology, things like that. But yeah, that's where you can find me. Instagram and Goodreads, that's where I'm at.
Thank you, Lauren, for being on the show.
You're very welcome. It's always fun to talk books with anyone, and especially you, Laura.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.